Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Nedarim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. We learned in the previous Mishnah, if you have a Naira Hamu'urasa, a girl that's a Naira from 12 till 12 and a half, somebody already gave her Kiddushin, she's an Arusa, but not Nesuyin. There was no Chuppah. So her father and her husband together have to be made for her Neder. Zogt the Mishnah, what happens if Mesa Av, the father of the Naira Hamu'urasa, passed away? Ah, so maybe there's a svara to say that now the husband has the sole kayach to be made for her neder. Zakta Mishnah, no. Loi nesroikna reshus. We don't say that the power to be made for the neder has been emptied, so to speak, from the kayach of the father, Labal, to be totally in the schus of the husband. Because whether the father can or can't, it doesn't make a difference. Until he's fully married to her, until there's chuppah, the husband does not have the sole kayach to stop her nether. But, mes habal, if the husband was mekadesher and he passed away, then nisroikna reshus la'av, then his power totally goes over to the father. At this point, the father could be mefer her nedarim as long as she's still a naira. We said once she turns 12 and a half, she's a begaris, at that point he can't be made for her nether anymore. But for the rest of her days of nairus, he can. And that's learned from the pasuk binurea beisavia. Zok demishna bezeh yofa koyach ha'av mi koyach haba. In this way, the koyach of the father is greater than the koyach of the husband. Because as explained, if the father passed away, the koyach does not go over to the husband. But when the husband is nifter, the arus is nifter, the koyach goes back to the father for the rest of her days of being a naira. But bedavar ach, in regard to something else, in regard to a different halacha, yofa koyach habal mi koyach ha'av, then the koyach of the husband is stronger than the koyach of the father. And that is shehabal mefer beveger. There are times when the husband could be mefer the neder, even though she's older than 12 and a half. She's already a begeris. But v'ha'av, the father, einoy mefer bebeger. There's never a time. Once she turns into a begeris, once she's 12 and a half, that the father could be made for the nether. Now, the Mefarshim say you have to be very careful how you touch the words over here, because if you don't touch it properly, it could be misleading. In our case, if he was Mekadosh when she was a naira, and then she became a begeris, the Baal cannot be made for the nether. Once he was Mekadesha, when she was a Naira, the only way you could be made for the nether is if you have the joint koyach of father and husband. Even if the father passes away, like we just learned, the husband does not get the full koyach. And it makes no difference if she already turned 12 and a half. So what then do we mean that the father does not have a koyach after she's a begeris and the husband does? Well, what happens if he was Mekadosh after she was already a begeris? Then he has a kayach? No, he still doesn't. The only time a husband has full kayach to be made for the neder is after Nesuyin, after chuppah. Wait a second. Now I'm confused. You're telling me that as long as she's an arusa, whether she's a naira or a begeris, the husband himself cannot be made for the neder. If she's a Naira, he can do it together with the father. If she's a Begaris, no one can do it. Until there's marriage. Once there's Chuppah, the husband himself does it. So when is this case where the Mishnah is telling us that a husband can be made for the Neder even after she's a Begaris, even after she's 12 and a half? And the answer is it's in a specific case. And it's according to one sheet of the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. It's a case where they made up a time for the Chuppah. Because remember, the times of the Mishnah, they did Eresin and the Chuppah usually a year later, not like the way we do it today. We do everything under the Chuppah. So in the times of the Mishnah, they made up, let's say there's Eresin, a year later there's going to be Chuppah. A year later comes, and for whatever reason, they're not ready for the Chuppah. Zok Rebbe Eliezer, that at this point, even though there was Mamish, no Chuppah yet, but because the time for the Chuppah came, the husband takes over full power. Although this is only the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and it's only if he was Mekadosh after she was a Begaris, It's a very isolated case. But lemaisa, the Mishnah is trying to show that in some way, according to some shita, it could be that it's shaykh for a husband who's a aris, even though she's a begeres, but by the father, it's never possible. Okay. Again, you don't really have to understand this last part to understand the Mishnah. To understand the Mishnah, you just have to remember, with a naira hamurasa, the father, even if mesa'ab, even if the father dies, control does not go over to the husband, then no one can be made for the nether, because the husband needs the father. But again, in the case of naira hamurasa, should the husband die, then full control does return to the father as long as she's a naira. That's how the father's kayach is greater than the kayach of the husband. In what way is the husband's kayach greater than the kayach of the father? It's possible. There is a case where the husband can be made for the neder even though he's not fully married yet, although she's a begeres. By the father, that's not possible. Once she turns 12 and a half, the father loses all of his kayach. And we said, where is this one case where the husband, who's only an arus before chuppah, could be made for the neder of a begeres? It's according to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. It's when he was mekadesher after she was a begeres. And the time came for chuppah, but for whatever reason, they weren't ready with the chuppah.